You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here again at William Hill. Andy Holding, as per usual, looking at the night race programme at Dundalk on Wednesday, November the 21st. As ever, competitive stuff at Ireland's only all-weather venue, beginning at 5.30 and ending at 9 o'clock. We begin with that 5.30 over a mile. It's a claimer and not too many obvious candidates stand out here, but you'd certainly have to respect Hasselnot, who comes in here in good form, staying on very strongly, of course, last time out, to win a similar contest with by three lengths, beating quite a few of these horses tonight who reoppose, and very difficult to see him turning the form around. So Gerland is 5-year-old, certainly deserves to be down the front end of the market. But Yufden is certainly the one to beat here based on its previous form. And to be fair, if you go back just two starts, this horse has fourth at a very competitive handicap at Haydock in a good time figure. So it's not as if he's totally gone at the game. And there's every chance that John Finn will get an extra little bit of improvement out of him as well. He's also ridden by an excellent David Simonson as well, who takes 7 off. I can't believe this lad is still a £7 claimer. He seems a really good pilot in my eyes. So, nicely drawn tonight. Ideal trip surface as well. Don't forget, this horse has won here before. Everything looks set fair for Yufden to go very close then in that opening claimer.
Race 2.
On to the 6 o'clock. It's all about Voyager Discovery here, who comes off the back of a scintillating display here last time out. Once he's unsung this horse, he's really a decent animal to have on your side. He went back-to-back towards the back end of last season. So when he's in good nick, he's one to keep on side. And the way he won here last time out, coming from a long way back to win in the end quite readily against similar opponents, it's very hard to oppose him here this evening or make concrete cases out for many to turn the form around. He's top price 130 with William Hill in the village. And with Gavin Ryan on board, who has very much caught the eye of late, I'd expect Tom O'Mara's 7-year-old Voyager Discovery to be very much the one to beat there in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the 6.30. My best bet on the card runs here in the shape of Bow Warrior. Also, I tipped last time out, landing a bit of a gamble from 14s to 5-1. That victory didn't look likely as well, as she turned in towards the back of the field, turning for home in a slowly run race, but she found a ready turn of foot in the latter stages to win. In the end, I thought, with a good bit more in hand than the official length winning margin suggests, she has got to take on Imposing Supreme and She's My Dream again. But given the way that she won last time out, challenging up the inside of the track as well, which is not exactly that favourable, certainly suggests to me that she should uphold the form. Got a good draw tonight. She breaks cleanly, or cleaner than last time out. She's going to be very difficult to beat down the lane because she does come out quite strongly. So Bow Warrior, a confident choice there in race 3.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock. It's all about Modern Love, where Fozzie Stack has got this horse back in the groove after a year off the track. Market's still a little bit lukewarm regarding its chances, however, tonight. It was very, very easy to back around about 5-4 this morning, having looked as though it might easily be an odds-on shot. You'd certainly give Proud and Elated a shout. This horse has been a frustrating maiden up to now, but to be fair, she did run quite well the other day behind Rain Army in quite a decent little maiden, so it wouldn't surprise me if her turn was to come tonight. But the one at a price I'm just going to chuck into the mix, so just for a little bit of fun, is Arcanacho from the Thomas Cleary stable. This horse just had the one run here at Dundalk, and it was an eye-catching one as well. He completely flopped out the stalls, missing it by about 10. It was a long way back turning for home, but somehow managed to finish fourth in a race that was won by Captain Power. The time figure wasn't bad, and given that it goes back to the scene of that course and distance run, odds around about 25-1 top price this morning. It looked massive considering how much work this horse did in the latter stages, and indeed got stopped in the run. So I do think this horse is capable of punching above its weight, certainly on the evidence of what I saw last time out. Like I say, 25-1, it's certainly got to be worth a few quid each way to find out whether that run was no flash in the pan.
Race 5.
on to the 7:30. Very competitive stuff here, but Tyr Connell is the one I'll go with here. This horse has been a model of consistency in its last three or four runs. Winner, of course, at Leitanne over six. And has tried the 7 furlong trip here at Dundalk a couple of times to a reasonable level, finishing third on both occasions. Last time out, certainly raced handy enough and had every chance, but just couldn't find enough close home. So maybe the drop back down in trip is the key to this four-year-old getting its head back in front. A very reliable sort, nicely drawn in stall five, with Danny Shee on regular pilot. Certainly expect Tyr Connell to keep up the good work there in race number five.
Race number six.
On to the 8 o'clock then, very wide open race here. But I quite like the chances of Bellec, who I must admit caught my eye here the other day in a race that was won by Dash Door in a good time figure race. Lapelli, who was well found in the market that day, finished second, Red All Star fifth. But there's a good chance that Bellec might just turn the form around with Lapelli, considering that he was stuck out on the wing as well in stall number 14. I thought this horse did really well to finish as close as it did. In the first time, Blinkers, of course, which are on again tonight. Much better drawn here tonight, Bellec. And certainly suggested anyway than the weight ran later last time out of five. An extra furlong certainly wouldn't come amiss the way it was finishing its race off. So round about 12 to 1 top price this morning. I think Bellec has very much been overlooked here for all the wrong reasons there in race six.
Race seven.
On to the penultimate contest. It's Division 1 of this mile and a half, 0-65 handicap. And the confident choice here to go well is Shadow 7 from the Joseph O'Brien stable. This horse has caught the eye twice here at Dundalk so far. First time up in Tong Tine Cheek Piece combination, finished third behind Crossing Oz, having found itself towards the back of the field in the early stages. And a similar story unfolded here the other day when it was very slowly away from stall number 10 to once again finish its race off very well behind Lady Davici. Now, I know Daniel Quest was slightly ahead of this four-year-old grey boy at Master Craftsman, but with a much better draw tonight and hopefully a better break, and, of course, with the first-time blinkers on, I'm hopeful that this Shadow 7 can be a little bit more lively from the gate. And if so, surely it's going to be very competitive down the lane, given the way it's been finishing off its races over a trip that should suit. So Shadow 7, fairly confidently advised there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race, and Rip's Dream sets a really good standard here, having finished second last time at Beyond the Improving Joseph O'Brien horse, Too Precious. Prior to that, he'd won over the course and distance pretty readily, it has to be said, by five lengths, beating Daniel Quest, and we get a chance to look at the form of that race as Daniel Quest goes in the 8:30. Drawn in stall one, it's hard to see Rip's Dream not go well here if you're a short price favourite backer. If you're looking for an each-way alternative, look no further than a few Bob Short, who up to now has been a very frustrating maiden, but he's been knocking at the door of late, and he ran a Herculean race from a terrible draw the other day at Galway, drawn 17 of the 18 runners, found itself towards the rear early on, made rapid headway around the home turn, ran all the way to the long very strongly to only get beat ahead and a short head by the also patiently ridden Phoebe's Dream. Prior to that, a couple of runs ago, he'd finished second behind an improving horse called Cassig Royale from the Andrew Oliver stable. And a repeat of either of those two efforts on a surface that should suit, being, of course, by Big Bad Bob. I'd expect this horse in the hands of Sean Davis, the crack apprentice claimer, to go very, very well here. And it's 6-1. I'd probably suggest this is the each way bet of the race. OK, thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Friday, when we're going to be taking a look at the action once again at Dundalk, which comes up for you at the same time of... it's actually 6 o'clock on Friday. There's only 7 races. So 6 o'clock on Friday. Hopefully I'll be in touch with you again early Friday morning with another podcast. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.